Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. This is the last weekend before the U.S. national election, which will choose the country's next president. Two major party candidates are Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump. Trump spoke to supporters in the state of New Hampshire.
I think we're going to have a great, great day on Tuesday in New Hampshire. Right? You know, one of the big commentators, political commentators, was, I thought I'd tell you, it's only good for your ego, but just said, whoever wins New Hampshire is going to win. It's interesting. Five. Just said, you'll win by five. Only five? I want more than five.
Clinton appeared on stage late Friday in Cleveland, Ohio, where hip-hop music star Jay-Z and his wife Beyoncé performed.
8 years ago, I was so inspired to know that my nephew, a young black child, could grow up knowing his dreams could be realized by witnessing a black president in office. And now we have the opportunity to create more change. I want my daughter to grow up seeing a woman lead our country.
Election day will be Tuesday. Meantime, opinion polls indicate a small and narrowing gap between the two candidates. Clinton still holds an edge over Trump nationally. The United States has joined other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed nine, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in southeastern Turkey, some where the lawmakers were being held. This is VOA News. As Iran